Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby skippy seeds with 50 as a pop or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. But Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug. Oh, shit. And I should come to soundcheck. God damn it. This is an ornery mic stand. What's my name? Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Oh, that was kind of, that was a nice version of that. Very subdued. It's like a post-debate version of that. We're coming to you from the Nerd Melt showroom at Meltdown Comics in Los Angeles, California. Yay. It's Monday, October 10th, 2016. Let me see your pussy-grabbing name tags. Oh, we got a big chef. The movie Chef, and then he just wrote in a Sharpie Nick under there. So it's Chef Nick. Are you an actual chef, Nick?
I cook.
Oh, I cook. I'm no Johnny Favs, but I cook. Next to you, we've got a Darth Vader doll. You guys just grab things as you're just sitting around the house. Does it have your name on it somewhere?
Yeah, it's on this paper. Right?
What does it say on the paper? Oh, you got to double check. You didn't write it yourself 10 minutes ago.
Star Wars episode 10. Virgil Strikes Back.
The what Strikes Back?
Norberto
is your name,
yes.
And that's the cleverest pun you could come up with in the Star Wars universe. Norberto Strikes Back. Yeah, your name does sound a lot like Empire. But good job on that. Is that Darth Vader like a collectible? Is it rare?
Somebody was gonna throw it away.
Someone was throwing it away, and you're like, I need a name tag. Okay. I'll try to think of something better for you, Roberto. But yeah, that is a tough one. Not a lot of Hispanic names in the Star Wars universe. We got Crystal Blanca. I've seen that one before, right? Okay. Oh, right up front, the Kurt Locker. has, are those like some sort of donut situation? Is one big donut? Okay, well, that's no fun for tossing. Now also, is it my imagination or is there a child in the front row? How old are you, young man?
11.
11. And have you ever met social services? Is your parents flanking you on either side?
Yes.
Yeah? And you listen to this podcast on the regular?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you know what you're in for. She's like, yeah, he's already a little gay. What was that? No, she just meant that he listens a little bit. Yeah, okay. Do you listen to him first before he listens to him? Do you pick out the clean ones?
Usually.
Because there's not too many fucking clean ones. It's the beauty of podcasting is you can say whatever you want and not, try not to worry about the 11-year-olds. But I don't know. I guess when you have one of our presidential nominees saying the shit he's saying, well, you know, what are you going to do? Kids get to hear it all. Doug plugs. Thanks for bringing all those name tags, you guys. Getting Doug with High goes live again. Oh, that's the other, don't smoke weed until you're 24. We're going live again, finally, on my YouTube channel this Wednesday, October 12th at 2:15 Pacific Time, 4:15 Central. They never say that on TV. They always go, you know, Pacific and Eastern. I'm going Central because it's 4:15, and you know what that means. You know about 4:20? Yep, he knows. Doug Loves Movies comes for the first time to the Comedy Zone in Charlotte, North Carolina this Saturday at 4:20. And then also another first-time club, the Tacoma Comedy Club, Saturday, October 22nd, Tacoma, Washington, also at 4:20. Stop saying 4:20 in front of the children. And Doug Loves Scary Movies is going to be at the San Francisco Comedy Club called Cobbs on Thursday night, October 27th, DougLovesMovies.com, DougLovesMovies.com. Prize bag, here it is. It's a fancy one. Mark Wahlberg had nothing to do with this, but it is a Transformers tote, which is it's pretty cool. I don't understand the strap in the back. I don't understand what you're supposed to do with it. Hold it like this, like, you know what I mean? It's weird. But you guys, whoever wins tonight, will figure it out. You guys are smart. Inside this tote bag, I mean, the tote bag's really, it's quite involved for a tote bag. I wouldn't use it, personally. let me degrade every item in the bag. Oh, that was just my water. Okay, speaking of water, a water bottle, because I was on at midnight, so I got one of those things to give away. A Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. Oh, look at this. You looking for a job? Do you want to... You look like you're about the right age for an unpaid internship. You're like a ball boy, just running in, grabbing my ball of water, bottle of water. Phil Bill, Volume 1. I still have some of these left over. I'm putting a moratorium on. Nobody give me anything for the prize bag ever again. Because my guests always bring a ton of shit, and I always, have stuff anyway. Like this comic book called 4001 AD. Know nothing about it. Happy to pass it along. A pipe from the folks at Peacemaker, peacemakergear.com. A crocheted donut, one of a box of crocheted donuts that somebody brought to the show in Boston. This looks like some sort of cream-filled thing where a little bit of it's coming out like... And so that's kind of neat. We threw some crocheted donuts at the audience, but I kept a couple for you guys. A koozie and a sippy cup from when I saw... Which show was this? I think it was Heisenberg with Mary Louise Parker. In Manhattan, New York City. You know where Broadway shows are. All of that stuff is in the prize bag tonight, in addition to what was brought here by my guests. I saw a film at South by Southwest last March that I enjoyed a great deal. Western called In a Valley of Violence. And I'm happy to say that I have the director and two of the stars of that film here tonight. Please give a big warm welcome to Ty West, Toby Huss, and James Ransom.
Hello.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Sure.
Hey, guys.
Hey, do you want this thing? I got a brother thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll ask you about it in a second. You'll pass it over. You're uncomfortable hanging on to it for now?
I don't know how the fucking
show
works.
Oh, just drop it on the floor. That's fine. That's cool. Let's talk to him first. Let's meet the guests individually. It's longtime friend, first-time guest on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Toby Huss, everybody.
Hello there. Let me. Oh, my glasses. That's some. Those are some banana walnut clusters that I had in my cupboard. They're about half full, and a Christmas CD I made.
Yeah, you put the CD inside with the banana nut granola clusters.
So it's like a little treat in your cereal. You can just.
Yeah.
I guess you ruined the surprise, but it's all right.
Folks, you know, probably remember you from, you had a lot of interstitials on MTV where you were a Frank Sinatra-like character.
Yeah, I did.
And so this is an album of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's an album of that kind of stuff. Some dirty Christmas songs.
Yeah. Just fucking eat some bananas. I mean, frickin'. Because that really fixes it, right? When you hear an adult say frickin', you're like, he's not swearing. That doesn't mean a swear word.
No, oh, there's a kid. Oh, no. What are you thinking? There's some good parenting. Let's take him to the Benson show.
Yeah, I don't know.
Put some hair on his chest.
Well, thank you so much for bringing that.
You're welcome.
And you've been killing it with the acting in motion pictures of late. 42?
Yeah, 42.
You were in that? You were in that other one?
Yeah, I did the other one, too.
What am I thinking
right
of?
Right after. I don't know. The fucking
just say
kid.
One that you were
know.
In.
I was in the LBJ movie about the Lyndon Baines Johnson, the HBO thing.
Oh, okay.
I played a racist governor.
Well,
racist Governor Johnson.
You're really, for reals?
Yeah, for reals, yeah.
You were a libertarian?
No, I was a racist Governor Johnson.
Is this a Gary Johnson plug?
No, this is no.
Wrong Gary Johnson. It's just right, Johnson, right. Governor
just Johnson.
Just Johnson,
not Gary Johnson. No, he didn't like the African-American kids and the Jews from New York coming down in the 60s and trying to get people registered to vote. So some folks killed them. I guess we call it a murder. And then Governor Johnson was trying to tell LBJ to relax. I've got to take care of it. And then LBJ said he was going to send down some troops. And he went, okay. That was some acting right there, some movie acting. Yo, my racism is showing.
You were in Enough Said. That was awesome. You had a good part in that motion picture with the late, great James Gandolfini and the still awesome Julia Louis-Dreyfus. And then you were in Lady Ghostbusters.
I was in Lady Ghostbusters.
You were one of the dudes in Lady Ghostbusters. So that's like you broke the whatever ceiling on that one.
Yeah.
I said, we need some few they let in.
We need some men's in this movie. Come on, let's bring some men's in.
Yeah, you
told me. So I tell these ladies, see, here's what I did. No, they were funny girls. They're pretty funny.
But
I guess funny people we call them now.
Yeah. They're all hilarious, and the movie's fine. It's just, they should have, they just went about the reboot wrong.
Especially
if you're sexist. Racist, what?
Yeah, racist.
But you will always be, in all of our hearts, Artie from the Adventures of Pete and Pete.
Yeah,
right? How much fun was that part for you to do?
That was a real fun one. It was fun. It was when I was just starting out. I think at the end of that run, I had $9,000 in the bank. And I was living in the Lower East Side in New York in the mid-90s, early 90s. And I thought I was, I remember thinking when I had about $9,000 in the bank, I went, oh my God, I can go anywhere. I can do anything. I felt really huge. I felt enormous. And then it, You get crushed.
Welcome to Hollywood.
Yeah, see.
And no, but say hi. What?
That was a good start of being enormous, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. Also joining us, another star of In a Valley of Violence. I should remind everybody about that in case they're just joining the podcast, which would be weird. It's James Ransom, everybody.
Hi. Hey. Hi.
PJ to his friends.
Yes. Well, James is on my birth certificate, my driver's license, but I don't know. Not, PJ isn't on anything. So I was like, oh, I guess this. I'll just go by my real name. I don't know. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I know.
Yeah, but it's. I'm happy to call you PJ. It's just, you know, you just don't want to throw a lot at a stoner like me who has to a show to host.
Yeah,
I'm glad you all don't have alternative names. That's why earmuffs. That's why I have trouble when I go to the strip clubs because they all like to tell me what their real name is in addition to their stripper name, and it's just you know, the confusion you can only imagine. Okay, earmuffs off. So, he's self-earmuffed. That was nice.
Wait, do you want my prize?
PJ, did you bring something?
I did.
Yes.
I brought an Inherent Vice screener. Yeah, but it's the Spotlight DVD might be in there, and then I threw in $4, so.
Oh, wow.
In case you fall asleep.
That's terrific.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I like that.
Don't spend it all at the strip club.
Inherent Vice is a movie that every time I watch it, and it's whenever I'm flipping by on cable and it's on, I'll watch it. It gets better every time I see it.
I think it's his best movie.
And I didn't love it at first. Did you love it right away, Ty?
I did, but I do think it's a movie that grows on you because it's a movie that you kind of have to just hang out with. It's not really...
Right, it's not. Don't expect anything like linear or questions to be answered. You know, Ty West is here, everybody. We're already talking to him. Director of In a Valley of Violence, which people can see when?
October 21st.
So this is good timing.
Great timing.
People can make plans. That's a Friday, I assume.
It is a Friday.
Yeah,
tell your friends.
So just black out that date in the calendar because you're going to want to see this movie immediately because... It's kind of spoilery. People could ruin it.
How
do you like the trailer? Did they do a good job with the trailer?
I think they did a great job with the trailer. I think it's a movie that's a movie you could definitely spoil pretty easily. Although even if it gets spoiled for you, I think you can still enjoy it. I think the enjoyment of the movie is sort of hopefully in the charm and the charisma of the movie. But the trailer does just a good enough job to let you know what the movie's like without giving it all away. But it is a violent revenge western that is also... oddly humorous, and that's, you can tell by these two being here.
Thanks.
I meant that as a compliment.
Well, I should have said about PJ, we got caught up in talking about your name and what you brought for the prize bag, but I got to say that you not only star in Sinister 1 and 2,
yes,
but also there's some controversy about season 2 of The Wire, but
there is.
It's my favorite fucking season.
Oh, thank you.
It's my favorite, too.
And he plays, what's your name? Ziggy.
Ziggy, that's
in,
right.
In season 2 of The Wire, you guys. So I think the first Wire actor I've had on this podcast.
Oh.
And there's no group of actors I admire more than Toby Huss.
Thank you.
He's the one I admire the most. But,
thank you! It mopped off! Junior.
All right, so we got to ask Ty, what did you bring for the old prize bag?
Well, because you have the first Wire cast member and the first Toby Huss appearance.
I was very special show.
First.
Another first.
I brought a friend to bring out my prize. Maybe you can come out here and visit with us. Let's see, with the suspense, we'll be there for it. It'll be worth it.
He's a little shorty.
Oh, no. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Drop it right there. Oh, look
this
at him.
It's jumpy.
It's jumpy, everybody. There. Oh, that's a great place for him to hang out on that speaker over there. And this is his trainer, Omar. Thank you for being here, Omar. Do you need a microphone? Oh, jumpy, settle down.
Jumpy is the other star of In a Valley of Violence. So if you weren't already convinced, this will hopefully...
Can he bark into the microphone?
Yeah, sure.
You can't get...
Jumpy. Come here.
Oh, Chumpy. I know this is terrible for the listeners, but...
You're really loving it, aren't you?
Yeah, for me, this is the best. I was like, oh, the publicity Chumpy's going to get if you bring him down here. Is there something else you like to do with Chumpy?
Get up here.
Okay, get on the speaker.
Hey.
Do you guys get in pictures of Chumpy? Oh, no.
He's turning around. He's sitting. He's shaking his head.
Do whatever he wants.
He's standing
to do.
Up. Oh, he just jumped on Omar's shoulder.
Jumpy!
He just jumped on Omar's shoulders.
Why are there no cameras out? I don't know why people aren't taking pictures of this. Yeah, he can walk on his hind legs. Yeah, look at that.
Now he's walking backwards.
Just walk around. All the way. Oh, down, Jumpy.
Can he pee on Doug?
No, stay here.
It's never been my thing, but
up on the ass.
But for Jumpy, I'll do it. Hey, Jumpy, my new dungarees. Oh, look at that. This is the best thing that's ever happened to me. Oh, it's ridiculous. Oh, thank you so much, Omar and Jumpy, everybody. Thanks, dude. Appreciate you bringing him by. Hi, Jumpy. Thank you. Thanks, dude. Wow. That is... And guess what? We're putting him in the prize bag. Someone tonight's going home with Jumpy. What'd you really bring for the prize bag, Ty? And thank you for arranging for that to happen.
Absolutely.
How great was that? That was like a private... Now you don't have to go to Universal Studios.
And since you're only hearing it on the podcast, all the more reason to see it, because Jumpy is really something to see, not just in real life, but in the movie.
He's Ethan Hawke's dog in the movie, and their bond is it's just fantastic.
I brought a limited edition vinyl House of the Devil soundtrack.
There you go. Yeah, you you had a string there of, what are arguably horror films. And then what made you jump over to the Western genre?
I have always loved Westerns, and I just decided, you know what, maybe I could pull one of these off. And next thing you know, we were making it. It's really not that imaginative of a story. I just thought, it'd be cool to make a Western. And then I wrote one. And then Ethan Hawke liked it, and then we were making the movie. And I've known PJ for a long time, so I wrote the part with him in mind. And off we went to New Mexico. And then really I wrote a movie with a dog in it and thought, well, what am I going to do about that? That's the hardest part of this. And I Googled talented dogs, and you guys saw what happened.
You found Jumpy, the world's smartest dog. Like, he can do math stuff, too, that we didn't do tonight.
It's true. If you Google Jumpy, you will see that Jumpy can paint and sign his name. I'm confident Jumpy understands English just fine. It's remarkable. Jumpy can skateboard. Jumpy can surf. Jumpy can do just about anything.
Yeah, super friendly dog. Like, says hi to everybody. Like, a lot of times when there's a dog that's been trained on the set, it's like, don't touch the dog. You know, it's like people with their comfort dogs. You know, I'd rather you didn't touch my comfort dog. That sounded dirty for some reason. Toby, what are you going to say something?
No.
You looked all ready to go. You looked like you had something to say.
I was going to say something, but it's got to be at the right time.
Right.
Now it's past. It was funny stuff. Funny stuff.
Oh, sorry, man.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
I blew it.
It was a comfort dog thing. Was pretty good.
Oh, comfort dog. Yeah, I like that. That could be my next album title. Since you made a Western, I'm sure you're inspired by a lot of Westerns, but I'd like all three of you to answer the question, what's one of your favorite Westerns? It doesn't have to be your absolute favorite one, but what's one you really admire?
One of my favorite is High Plains Drifter with Clint Eastwood.
Yes. That's a classic.
It's been a long time, but probably El Topo.
No.
Slow Slow clap. Slow clap.
No one? No. Oh, Jesus. Okay, sorry.
There. People in the back, you know, the latecomers love it.
I'll make no one clap with Bad Day at Black Rock. See, no,
nobody.
It's a modernish Western. Takes place after World War II with your Spencer Tracy and your Lee Marvin in it, for God's sake.
Yeah, those guys are.
And
those are some heavy.
Someone
hitters.
Killed a Japanese fellow, and then they send Spencer Tracy to a little town called Black Rock to find out.
Does he find out, or do you want to give that
away? Oh, he finds out.
I think everyone's going to run out to see that.
Yeah, it's a good one. I think it's still in theaters. Lee Marvin's not too happy about it.
I'd say the one behind it for me is The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, though. I mean, still, to this
right?
day.
Right, that's a classic.
Yeah, I mean, we remember it in a certain way, but even if you go back and watch it now, it's so inventive, the way that it's shot, and the way, you know, it's like, it's super long wides of just like, you know, that will play out for 30 seconds, and then it'll be really tight close-ups. It's so it's stylistically one of the coolest Westerns still.
Yeah, and that music, the iconic music and everything, for sure. And that made, you know, Clint Eastwood was probably the biggest movie star for a decade or so, like maybe until Burt Reynolds came along. Then they did a movie together called City Heat and everyone went, but Clint Eastwood is cool as a Western guy, a Western icon, because he started off as the, you know, the man with no name, and then was in a ton of Westerns, and then started directing movies and directing Westerns, and then he flipped it all and made like a, you know, one of the best Westerns ever with Unforgiven,
the anti-Western, almost.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, so he had a good run until Sully. But the point is. if Sully had just been in charge of a stagecoach, that hit a few birds. What?
Wait, a stagecoach that hit a few birds?
Yeah,
I'm in.
Yeah, birds. They said that like 5 times in the Sully movie. If you haven't seen it, if you want to hear people just repeat it, they go birds. Because they do simulations and stuff.
I think you ran over a robin or a crow. Hey, Sully, I don't mean to bug you, but I think you ran over a crow back there. We might want to go back and fucking shovel him up off the trail.
That's a good movie!
Yeah, that sounds great.
That's a good movie!
That's just the trailer.
Ow!
I think you ran over a crow.
You don't have to do the whole movie. all right, so we got that one out of the way quick. Let me ask you the question I always ask. It's not special just to you guys. What was the last movie you saw, Ty West? I know you're busy promoting your movie, but did you see something recently?
I saw a French cannibal film called Raw.
Ooh. That was playing at Fantastic Fest, but I did not see it. Everyone was raving. What do you think?
I will rave along with it. It comes out in the spring. I highly recommend it if you like really gross French
cannibal. Super gross French and cannibal?
Yes, it kind of got known because at Toronto some people fainted watching it, which I think is they're just wimps because, you know, you can handle it, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it was probably a midnight screening and they had too many Crips.
Yes, probably. That's my hunch. But no, I think it's a very great movie. I think it's an interesting take. I think the best horror movies are always kind of using the horror as metaphor. And mm-hmm. there's sort of like what happens in the movie and what the movie's about. And I think it's a really interesting first-time filmmaker, really interesting woman filmmaker. Definitely a movie to check out when it comes out.
All right. Raw. Like.
Raw.
Do you want me to
PJ.
The last movie I saw in the theater was Hell or High Water.
Good stuff, right?
Yeah, I thought it was, like, I understand why it did so well, and I think because it's actually about something, you know? It's got a subtext to it, and I mm-hmm. think it's what's cool about that movie is that it's articulating a lot of things I think that people are feeling, you know? And it's, they actually turn their attention towards something that's sort of fucked up that's happening in our society right now. And like most of the time I feel like I don't even remember movies that I see because they have no subtext to them. And that movie had subtext, you know? And there's one little moment in that movie I think that's worth, even if you don't like it, there's one moment where the dude is talking to his partner and he's talking about how, like, he's like, years ago you guys took this from my people and now the banks are taking it from you. you know, I was like, oh shit, this is, I could understand why people really gravitated towards that movie so much, you know?
Yeah, it's really Jeff Bridges, you know, he's money in the bank. It's a good time. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the last one that I saw too, but he said it, but there's a movie playing at the Cine Family called The Greasy Strangler that I want to
see. Oh, you haven't seen that yet?
No, I auditioned for that thing and I think I got...
What, you weren't greasy enough?
No, I wasn't. I was for the main Greasy Strangler dude, and it was an awful role. I mean, it was just really a lot of time naked and farting and defecating and with a huge fake schlong. I mean, it would have been an awful thing to do, but pretty fun. But then they got some fantastic old dude to do it, and he looked really great. So it looks really, it's a super creepy.
I can't wait to not see it.
I know.
You've really fired me up to avoid this one.
It's a super creep fest. I don't know.
If you had gotten the part, I would have suffered through it. I'd be like, well, I got to see Toby in this movie, but oh my God.
And then
God.
You would have said, oh, never bring that up with him around.
Yeah, Cine Family and Fantastic Fest. I go to these things where they revel in the more disgusting and horrible, and you never will ever, your eyes can never forget it kind of shit. They love that stuff, so I always have to, you know, be careful, and that's why, like, I wasn't sure if I wanted to see Raw or not, because I'm sure it's disgusting.
No, it's not as bad. It's not as disgusting as you think it'll be.
Okay, perfect. In that case, I'm in. What's your name again?
Matthew.
Want to go see Raw with me?
You speak French?
All right. Well, thank you for answering that question, you guys. And now's the part of the show where I tell my friend Bert Kreischer to turn it off because I'm about to say, let the games begin. People have made name tags or brought donuts to bribe y'all.
Good Lord.
You each need to select someone that you'd like to play for. Joe wrote his name in big block letters on a piece of paper. So good for you, Joe. there's a Darth Vader doll over there. There's a donut. But just go physically grab whoever you want to play for. Grab the name tag and bring it back to your seat with
Somebody's
you.
Somebody's holding up their phone. That's bold.
Yeah, what's on the
just
phone?
Take their
what's
phone.
On the
phone? You get to keep it, so go grab it. Okay, Ty's got one already. Hey, there's ads in this
episode,
right?
I don't
want
to turn it off.
Okay, so we're going to take a brief commercial message. We'll be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell, an original series from Adult Swim. It's a workplace comedy set in hell, literal hell, where cube-dwelling demons grapple with love, sex, religion, technology, and dealing with the world's shittiest boss, all while having to stab some unfortunate soul in the scrotum to the tune of All Star by Smash Mouth. Created by Dave Willis of Aqua Teen and Casper Kelly, who did Too Many Cooks, Season 3 premieres October 23rd at 11:30 p.m. on Adult Swim, and you can catch up on Seasons 1 and 2 on AdultSwim.com. It was nominated for an Emmy, but it lost to Rob Corddry, I think. Watch it anyway. Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell. Today's episode is also brought to you in part by our friends at Harry's. If you're looking for a comfortable close shave for an affordable price, you cannot do better than Harry's. Big razor companies have the annoying habit of putting out new models and raising their already high prices. Unlike those guys, Harry's doesn't believe in upcharging, which is why they made their razors even better and they're keeping prices exactly the same. Harry's 5-blade razors now include softer flex hinge for a more comfortable glide, trimmer blade for hard-to-reach places, lubricating strip, and textured handle for more control, you know, when it's wet. Still just $2 per blade compared to $4 or more you'll pay at the drugstore. By owning the factory in Germany where they make the blades, Harry's can produce high-quality razors themselves and sell them online for half the price. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their popular free trial set, which comes with a razor, 5-blade cartridge, and shaving gel. Free when you sign up for a shave plan, just pay shipping. Plus, there's a special offer for fans of this show. Enter the code Doug at checkout to get a post-shave balm added to your order for free. Go to harrys.com right now and enter the code Doug at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code D-O-U-G.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, we're back. Who, tell us about your plate that you picked up there in the audience.
It just says Encino Fran. I thought it was, that's pretty sad, right? We'll play for Encino Fran.
Yeah, okay. And then there's might be something written on the back about somebody being a shithead or something.
It says
don't say it out loud.
Oh.
That's their consolation prize if you lose tonight, is I have to read that out loud at the end of the show. Who do you got there, PJ?
I got Dr. Strange Doug.
Oh, and they put me in there instead of Peter Sellers. What an honor.
With a tiny little bong.
Yeah. Smoking on a bong there, and there's probably, is there a shithead on the back of that one?
No.
No shithead on
no
the back
shit on the back.
One?
That's 20
all
minutes
right.
of good photoshopping.
And is your name Doug, the guy who made that?
No, I just didn't.
No, I just do Photoshop. And no reason to drag my name into my name tag. What should we call you if we remember? Thomas. Matthew Senior?
Thomas.
This one, did you pick Thomas, this because of all the candy?
I think yes. It was lit up. It's still blinking.
Yeah.
Crystal Blanca, is that correct?
Yeah. Crystal Blanca. We've had the same.
Yeah.
Crystal
Blanca.
The same problem with her before.
You seem really. You seem enthused on the play of words on that one.
Yeah, I was studying it for quite some time. But it also has candy on it in case things get grim.
What is this Snickers Crisper, man?
Yeah, give it a shot. See what you think of it.
Get in there.
Oh, those are British. You would like those.
I've never had one.
Well, they put some wet bacon in the middle?
Yeah. The Crisper.
Crispers? It's just like a Nestle's Crunch, but inside a...
Oh, it tastes Brexity.
Some weird British candy. Does someone else want to try that? The Snickers Crisper. I've never even heard of this.
Matthew,
have you tried one of these yet?
No.
There you go.
Hey, Matthew.
Okay, he can't catch, so let's put him into some music programs. You play an instrument, Matthew? No? Get on it, kid. Or go see lots of movies like I did. That worked out okay. all right, so we got all the name tags squared away. You guys ready to play some games?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
It's like a $100,000 bar.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
It's a fucking letdown.
Do you concur, Matthew? Do you like it?
No.
No.
My man.
I can't have gluten. He could have sat in the back. I would have never known. None of this would have. He wouldn't have had to go through all this. All right.
Yeah, my dad took me right up front.
Yeah.
I don't,
he wanted to
I don't
make sure that this
like
old
that.
Stoner saw him. Son, don't ever turn into this. I'd like to start with a game called Characters Welcome.
Right.
And this is where I'm going to list all of the credited character names for one particular actor or actress. I'm going to say all the characters they've played. Not all of them, but a lot of the characters this person has played. And just jump in with guesses as often as you like. The first person to get the correct name is the winner of this game. What actor has played the following characters. Sam.
Ted Danson.
These are all films. These are all films.
Ah, fuck.
Charlie.
Is it Sean Penn?
No.
All right.
Jan Schlichtman.
Jan Schlichtman.
Yeah.
What the?
Jan Schlichtman.
What?
Joey Germoni?
You're making these up.
Oh. This actor played someone named James. Louis Pinnock. George Mal.
What?
Malloy? George Malloy?
Paul Newman.
No?
Yeah.
No?
I don't know.
General Jack Stanton?
Oh, wait. Yeah.
Woody Stevens?
No. Farther away.
Gabriel? Ugh. Just straight up Gabriel?
John Travolta?
That's correct.
Thank you.
Nice.
Yes. I thought that we were in the tipping point area for sure, because after that I had Edna Turnblad, Chili Palmer, Danny Zuko, Bolt.
Did you get it with Gabriel?
Yeah, he got it on Gabriel. Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, that's
Michael
that movie.
Fan.
Yeah,
that's the movie where he plays the angel.
He played Gabriel in Michael?
Yeah.
I thought his name was Michael in Michael.
He dances at the bar?
That seemed like his name should be Michael. Maybe it was Phenomenon.
Was that post?
Yeah, he might have been called Gabriel in Phenomenon.
Was that post Pulp Fiction, the angel movie? No, it was before, right?
No, I think it was in the resurgence. I think Phenomenon and the angel movie was like, oh, John Travolta's back. Because those are both hits and he was doing good for a while.
Primary Colors is after that too.
Something happened. Yeah, Primary Colors. I don't know. I'm glad that the crickets joined us tonight. I always feel sad that there might be a moment of silence at any point in the show, but now we got crickets.
It's like a Greek chorus.
Yeah, all saying, no, thank you. We're just gonna make this noise over here. Can you imagine being a cricket? They probably are sick of it. They're like, I can't hear shit with this noise I'm making. Let's play a game called Ron Bennington's Adjusted for Inflation Bureau game, also known as Mojo Rising. And I want to play this game in honor of you guys and your new Western. I want to play this with Western stars. So the idea is I'll say somebody that I know from Westerns, and then you guys have to guess what you think, what movies fell into their top three box office performers of all time, according to boxofficemojo.com, adjusted for inflation. Yeah, so it's tricky.
Even if they're not Westerns,
could be
or they're always
guess.
Westerns?
What?
Like with Bridges
they
of
won't
Madison
necessarily
County?
Be Westerns, okay. But the stars are what
so
I think
the
of
stars
as a Western,
the Western
star.
Are. Yeah, right.
You could argue with me on that point if you want, but I think I picked some good ones.
I don't know about this. I'm pretty good not adjusting for inflation.
Okay, so just do that and then do the opposite. Like follow your instinct on that and then
all
do
right.
the opposite.
I'll see what can happen.
How's that $9,000 working out for you?
Nice. I'm sitting on it right now in my back pocket.
As an example, I wanted to do John Wayne, so I looked up John Wayne, and they had listed as his number one movie at the box office, The Shootist.
Right.
Which featured a young Ron Howard, I believe. But then, for some reason, that's the only movie of his they listed, so I can't even do a top three for him. So I don't know why they're asleep at the wheel on John Wayne, but I got some good ones. So we'll start with PJ, because he won the last game. So, and then I'll... what's that?
I'm going to blow this.
No, you're going to be great at this.
Okay.
We'll see.
Yeah.
And then
that's what I think too.
And then we'll go to Toby and then to Ty. And you know, just name a movie you think is in the top three films, adjusted for inflation, of Mr. His name already came up tonight, I think, Paul Newman.
Oh my God!
What's in Paul Newman's top three? PJ. James.
Oh God.
PJ.
Okay.
Ransom.
Hold on. I can't. It can't be. Is Cool Hand Luke in there?
We're going to find out shortly.
No, I've fucked this up already.
Toby, what do you think's in his top three?
I think you have that Cars movie in there, right? What, didn't he do a voice in that Cars movie? Come on!
God damn it. Ty?
Cars and the Verdict. Cars and the Verdict and something else.
I'll go Butch Cassidy to keep it on brand.
Oh, yeah. All right.
So let's recap. We got Butch Cassidy from Ty.
Don't even say mine.
We're not even.
I'm gonna go with the. I'm just gonna go with the Perdition, cause fuck it.
HUD.
All right. So the idea is, if you get the one that's in first place, you get 3 points. The second place, two, and third place, one. And finishing in Paul Newman's top three, number one, The Sting.
Wow.
Yes, The Sting. That was huge. Number two. Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Yeah.
2 points for Ty.
Two for inflation.
Yeah, Ty's on the board. And then for third, I liked both of your guesses, but for third place, The Towering Inferno.
Oh, that
makes sense. Yeah, right?
Hey, man,
oh,
big,
big tent poles.
Steve McQueen.
Yeah. The fucking tent poles, man.
Inflation. I wasn't adjusting.
O.J. Simpson saves a cat at the end of he returns the lady who died, her boyfriend Fred Astaire. He returns the cat to Fred Astaire at the end of the movie, and you could just tell in his eyes, he was saying, you know, this is such a great gesture I'm doing right now that I'll be forgiven for something else later. And O.J. really set that up nicely.
Out of sight.
Yeah. All right, so let's do another round, starting again with you, PJ. We already mentioned this dude, Clint Eastwood.
Okay. Oh,
what's his top three? And this is as an actor, not necessarily a director.
Adjusted for inflation.
Top three adjusted for inflation as an actor.
Clint Eastwood, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry to put all that on you.
Dirty hair.
Just hold on.
What?
He gets to go first.
Inflation.
I might go any which way but loose.
Ooh, yeah, well, all that $1 million in 1983 would be like 200 million.
Wait, hold on a second.
Thank you to this inflation algorithm.
What are you going with?
Nothing. Yeah, you know what? I'm just going to go any which way but loose.
Any which way but loose. Okay, yeah. Toby?
Pretty good.
Oh, yeah, the gauntlet. Oh, he's going gauntlet?
No, I'm not
going
to go the gauntlet. It has to be something else besides the gauntlet.
Yeah, he's made a few movies.
You know, when I was a kid, he was in a science fiction movie. I remember seeing him in a fighter plane trying to kill a giant spider. Anybody remember this?
Which one was that?
A black and white movie. He just had like one line, I'm going to get that spider or something. And he was in a, they released some fighter jets to go kill these giant spiders.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't think that was it, though. We even adjusted for inflation.
That's fun.
OJ is in that one, too.
Yeah. It's out of sight, that movie. Yeah, out of sight.
That's okay, so what's your guess?
I'm going to say the gauntlet just to make things fun. Just screw this whole inflation thing. I'm going to screw you, inflation. You and your Jimmy Carter gas lines. Screw you.
Okay. If that's how you want to play it. Ty?
I'm going to go with Unforgiven.
Okay. Coming in at number one.
You know, let's go the good, the bad, and the ugly. You want to?
If you want to.
It's better than the gauntlet. It still ain't going to win, but it's better than the gauntlet.
Okay.
I'm going to go for that.
All right.
Oh, it better not be the...
Gauntlet. How strong is the euro? It might sneak in.
Exactly.
We're going to have to get a judgment call on this one because coming in at number one for Clint Eastwood, Every Which Way But Loose.
Oh, what's up?
Yeah.
I think you said Any Which Way But Loose.
Did I?
I think
okay,
you did.
Okay, it's up to you guys.
But I think he should still get the points.
Thank you.
Just for remembering that damn ape movie was popular.
What I would learn from that is that movies with animals in them are big
successes. I knew you were going to.
Indeed. All right. Coming in at number two, Every Which Way You Can. The sequel to Every Which Way But Loose. And then number three, In the Line of Fire. In the Line
I was going to say that one. That was the who was
with
the
Malkovich?
Malkovich,
the old plastic gun.
But coming in at number four, though, Unforgiven. So it was close.
Nice bronze option here.
Because I thought it might be guessed, I wrote it down all the way at number eight. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
What about the Gauntlet? You write that down?
I don't know. I don't know where the Gauntlet fell. I don't know where to throw the Gauntlet. Can't throw down the Gauntlet at this time. All right, so we'll start with... So let's recap the points. Two for Ty. Two for... I wrote down JP.
That's fuck it.
Because I knew you previously to this as James. Because
I haven't
met you. And then you go, hey, it's PJ. And then every time I go to say it, I'm like, his name's James. JP. Right?
I've never revealed to anyone in the like any sort of public setting what it stands for. And it stands for Pop Jimmy. P-O-P-J-I-M-M-Y.
For reals?
Yeah, I swear. That's what they called my grandfather before he died.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I didn't know him. It's fine. No great loss for me. Oh. I'm sure it hurt my dad, but, you know.
He was in The Gauntlet, actually.
Yeah. Oh. I hear it's a fine film.
Didn't do well at the box office, though.
Well, did gangbusters in 1948.
Yeah, I don't know where The Gauntlet fell, but, you know. It's definitely in there. I saw Space Cowboys was pretty high up there.
What was that one?
Space Cowboys was, you know, old astronauts. It was, you know...
Like Tommy Lee Jones or something?
Yeah, yep. And...
Duvall, right?
James Garner.
No, it was Garner, right?
James Garner and Clint Eastwood, and they're all like, we're old, but we're going into space!
Did they shoot him into space?
It was like Las Vegas with all those old guys. But in space. It for or Bucket List, you know, this is like, hey, let's make an old buddy comedy.
The Dirt Hog, the Travolta motorcycle.
The Dirt Hogs.
Warthogs.
What's it called?
Warthogs.
Wild Hogs.
Wild Hogs.
Wild, dirty Dirt Hogs. Dirty old Wild Hogs.
Wild and Dirty Dirt Hogs.
That sounds like a good title of a movie.
Yeah, that was a big hit. Then they did another one that was kind of like that.
Tim Allen.
It was called Dumb Uncles. No, that's not it. Anyway.
You're thinking of Damn Yankees.
Yes.
Not Dumb Uncles.
That's what I'm thinking of. Old school. Let's do another, what I think is another, clearly he's, you know, he's made his bed in the world of the Western, Mr. Kevin Costner. What do you think there, PJ, for Kevin Costner?
Dances with Wolves.
He's going Dances with Wolves.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Academy Award winner.
You know, the Silverados was pretty big.
You like the Silverados?
The Silverados.
You know, the where we shot in the Valley of Violence is where they built the Silverado set, and then Wild Wild West burnt it down by accident. Little trivia.
They should have burnt where they were keeping the film. Although, when it's on cable, and it's on cable a lot, it hangs in there for some reason. When I see that thing on cable, I watch it just to see the scene where Kenneth Branagh and Will Smith are hurling racial epithets at each other. But everything Will Smith is saying, you're a whitey. It's also, there's no teeth to it at all. But Kenneth Branagh is just like, N-word, you know, like, he's just like laying into it. He's in a wheelchair and he doesn't have legs. It's, the whole thing is crazy surreal.
Isn't he in a giant spider?
Yeah, he has a giant spider contraption that he runs around
theme.
The desert with. Yeah, like the effects in it are pretty good.
Yeah,
yeah. And Kevin Costner's like, "What am I doing?" I mean, Kevin Kline. Okay, so yes, the westerns of Kevin Kline, Silverado.
Silverado. I'm gonna say Silverado. That's
you're
my
going
guess
Silverado's. Okay.
What else is that dude? He's done a lot.
He's
of
done
things
some other ones, if you think about it.
Sure.
But it doesn't have to be a Western necessarily.
I can't quite commit to Postman, but I'll go.
Since
you did Dance with Wolves, I'll go Waterworld because it's the movie that nobody likes that secretly made a bunch of money, I think.
Yeah, I think it did okay, but. Coming in at number one.
Come on.
Boom. Dances with Wolves.
Yeah, see?
Yeah. PJ's running away with this one.
Yep.
Yep, he's got 5 points. Do you know how many points you have, Toby?
I think we're running over some crows back there.
good man. You better go back there.
Coming in number two for Kevin Costner, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
That's not a movie. That was an idea.
Yeah.
Not a good idea.
But they shot it, and, you know, they had a good Sheriff of Nottingham in Alan Rickman. He's good in that.
Alan Hale Jr.
Brian Adams still living off those residuals. Yeah.
Anything I do. Is that the song?
Do it for you.
Yeah, I do it for you. In the woods. In Nottingham Forest. Number three, Kevin Costner. Unfortunately, this just isn't right.
Ugh.
Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice.
What?
Yep, he died in the other Superman, Man of Steel, but he still showed up in Dawn of Justice. I hope he's in everyone from now on. Well, the ghost of Superman's dad is back. Just tell him to leave whatever he brought at the front door. And then the next Western, I had to go all the way to number 12, was a film called Open Range. Was the next Western that made the list. And then, this is shocking to me, number 14, Silverado.
Yeah.
Yeah, 14. Yeah. That seems like it did a lot better than that. Yeah. Especially when you adjust for inflation.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, all right. So, PJ, you're killing it. You won that game, too.
Oh, thanks.
All the Vegas odd makers had all their money on Ty, or at least in second, maybe Jumpy. Nobody thought that PJ was going to just storm out of this thing.
Me neither.
And we got one last thing to do, and it's a little complicated, but in a fun way, I hope. It's a game called Last Man Stanton, and the premise of this game... And I forgot to check on Twitter today for anybody that had a suggestion. So if you have a suggestion, get your hands ready to raise them up. Whatever you have to do to prepare your hand. Matthew looks like he's ready. We're going to get the name of an actor or actress from the crowd. And then we're going to take turns naming movies that person's been in. If you can't think of one, you're out. But you get one lifeline, one time in each round. You can go to the person whose name tag you chose and said, help me out here with an answer. You do that one time each round. Ooh. We're going to do more than one round. We're going to play until 2 points. Winner of each, whoever lasts longest in each round wins a point. So if you are knocked out first in a round, in the next round, you get to pick any actor or actress that you want us to play. So you could really fucking sandbag everybody by being like Larry Whitmore Jr. or whatever. I don't even think that's not a real person's name. Oh. But that sort of thing. So to get a suggestion from the crowd, is there somebody that's got this gentleman on the end here, thinks he's got one? You listen to the show all the time.
Yeah, I do.
And you know we need an actor with a large body of work.
Jack Lemmon.
And he's going, Jack Lemmon. Interesting. Oh. Jack Lemmon. What's your name for podcast fame?
Robert.
What?
Robert.
Robert?
Yeah, from England.
He's from England. Okay, I didn't mean to make fun of your accent. It's just if you weren't from England, you'd be a weirdo. My name's Robert. Because I do like that. Did you ever think about changing your name to Robot?
No.
Because that'd be kind of fun to just go up to people, hi, I'm Robot. What? Don't make fun of me. I'm almost human. I don't know why I just wrote down Robot. Your name is Robert. Show some respect. All right. All the way over the pond to tell us Jack Lemmon. We'll start with you, PJ, and then we'll go to Ty, then me, then Toby. I play along on this game, but I can't win, so don't worry.
Grumpier old men.
Okay, that's an interesting...
That's a good
Ty?
That's a good
JFK.
Okay, I'll just go with grumpy old men.
Well, what if I want to come back to that
there,
one?
You laid that out there so nicely for me to just take it. Toby?
The Apartment.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
What's the last line of The Apartment, Toby?
So long, suckers, see you in hell.
No, it's shut up and deal.
That's right. I thought it was for a second. What is the last line of that?
Shut up and deal.
Oh, okay. Oh, right. When he's there with McClane and they do the thing. Sure.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, it's Lemon and McClane and they do the thing.
Lemon and McClane.
All right. Back to you, PJ.
The Odd Couple.
Yeah. I think that one's...
Well, what do you got in your pocket? What are you doing?
That one.
What are you doing with that phone? Look. What are you looking at that phone with?
Yeah, he's just wondering what time it is. He's going to try to catch a 10:30.
No, I'm...
He's got a movie up.
No, I'm blanking on it, though.
Some Like It Hot.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
A little
thank
weird you. Applause back there. I like to go out to Del Coronado Island in San Diego and look at that hotel. Looks the same still. I'll go with my turn, Toby.
Yeah.
Don't jump it with your gauntlet nonsense. For Jackie Lemon, I'm going to go with Hamlet.
Huh?
Yeah, he was in that Brana Hamlet thing. That's a good one when you just wonder, well, maybe this, like JFK is a great one.
Yeah.
When you're like, hey, he's probably in JFK.
Yeah.
Just say that about anybody.
He's at the track.
Yeah.
Not a big moneymaker for Kevin Costner, we learned, though.
This isn't my guess.
Oh, okay.
But
let's hear it anyway.
He's probably in Towering Inferno, now that you brought that up.
Okay, but that's not your guess.
That's not my guess. China Syndrome is my guess.
Oh, China Syndrome's right on the money.
Oh, my God.
He's so good in that.
I'm so fucked because
no, you're not. You got your lifeline. You can
no,
go.
No, because I know the movie. I just can't remember the name because it's so famous. The Mammoth movie.
Well, it might come back to you, but you don't want to give us clues.
Superman.
No, it's.
that's a famous
no. Just hold on a second. Hold on. It's gotta.
But you could use your lifeline now and think of that later too.
Star Wars.
It's the last
that's a famous moment.
I know, man. No, don't take this from me. This is so unfair. I can't spoil my... Well, I'm going to fuck my own lifeline on like an answer I know and I just can't remember.
Yeah.
God damn it, Thomas. What do you know the name of the movie?
The Mammoth movie you said?
Yeah.
Glengarry Glen Ross.
God damn it!
Glengarry Glen Ross.
You need the Glengarry leads on that one.
Yeah.
I want to punch myself in the face over that one.
I think he's in Space Cowboys.
What?
Can somebody go to the
you really
board
want
for
to
this?
Do that, or do you want to go to your lifeline?
Well, the lifeline already is like she's gone home. She's not. She doesn't have anything.
She's checked out already.
I.
He's not in Space Cowboys.
Are you sure? No.
Pretty sure. She's sure.
Oh, you're sure.
Your old lifeline is saying no.
What would you? All right, lifeline. What would you suggest? Oh, that's unhelpful. You only know he's not in Space Cowboys.
No. All the good ones have
this been is James
said.
Garner who gets cancer in that, not Jack Lemmon?
Well, let me recap for you. Maybe that'll help you. Grumpy Old Man, Grumpier Old Man, The Odd Couple. Nothing?
He's in so many movies.
All right, Ty. So you're out this round, but next round you get to pick anybody. For us to play, so any
Walter
actor,
Matthau,
actor.
I'll be ready for it.
Okay. All right, I can prepare. All right, so it's my turn, and I'm going to say The Odd Couple 2.
Dude!
I tried to lay it out for you.
Dude!
I tried to help the best I could.
It's Helm's only thing.
Yeah. Toby?
Mr. Roberts?
Yes.
You watching this shit, James?
Yeah, I see. Right. Staring straight down the fucking barrel. I'm out. I got nothing.
All right. I'm going to go with Days of Wine and Roses. Toby.
Is Ty out?
Huh?
Ty's out.
Yeah. Something Like It Hot.
No, we said that one already.
I'm probably done.
You think you're done?
Well, hold on.
Jack Lemmon?
Towering Inferno. Give it a shot. Google that shit up. Google it up.
One of my favorite movies as a kid, and still to this day because I loved it so much when I was a kid, The Great Race. The Great Race, yes.
Yeah, with Tony Curtis.
Yeah, it was all about white people. And I just loved it. Growing up, I was like, I need something that's comforting to me.
Now, are we sure he wasn't in Towering Inferno?
We're positive. And we're positive. Sure. Yeah, we're sure he's not in any of those things, but he's in The Fortune Cookie. He's in, well, give us some more, you guys.
12 Angry Men.
Save the Tiger.
12 Angry Men.
I don't know if he's in 12 Angry Men now that you mention it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes?
TV Remix.
The TV
Shortcuts.
Yeah,
Shortcuts.
Out to Sea.
Oh, yeah, he's all old and annoying in Shortcuts. Sad. Out to Sea.
Prisoner on Second Avenue.
Prisoner of Second Avenue, yes.
What's Out to Sea? I've never heard of that.
The Out of Towners, did we say that?
Whoa.
Whoa. Fucking Jack Lemmon. He was one of my favorites growing up. What was the one that he made with Billy Wilder, the last one he did with Walter Matthau? Oh, we shouldn't say that if you're going to do Walter Matthau. Oh, you're not? Buddy Buddy. That was it. Buddy Buddy. There you go. All right. Great job. But Toby lasted the longest on that one. So... he's got one. All he's got to do is win one more. And
then what?
That's going to be it. Whoever you're playing for gets the prizes if you can pull it off. But one of these guys could still get a point.
Oh, if Toby survives this round?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Chino Fran.
Ty gets to pick. Who are we going to play this time?
Let's do Tom Cruise.
Whoa.
Dude.
Shit. I had plans
forever.
Later tonight. But okay, let's do it.
Because you got to save the...
All right, so start with Ty and go to me and then Toby and then that reverses the order, right? Yes.
Sure, Vanilla Sky.
Let's agree that
I tried to avoid so many of his movies.
Yeah, I mean,
so successful for two decades.
Go. This is going to take forever.
You got to look
Tom Cruise.
You got to look at the title to avoid it. Like, I often know, I'm more familiar with movies I don't want to see sometimes. But go ahead, Ty. Give us a Tom Cruise movie.
Vanilla Sky.
Okay. I'm just going to get a real obvious one out of the way right away.
Yep.
Lambs for Lions.
Holy shit.
You son of a bitch.
Or is it Lions for Lambs?
I don't care.
I corrected myself, so I'm giving it.
Get out.
Get out!
Toby?
Is a picture that I was in, little known fact, Jerry Maguire.
Ooh. You are in Jerry Maguire.
Yeah,
that's great.
I have a neck brace on that comes up to here, and then I have a thing over my head that comes so you see about this much of my face, and it's during the opening credits. But my kid tells him to fuck off and sends him on his journey. Director. I saw him walk through a
Brexit. Did you say Brexit?
No, I shouldn't.
All right, who's up next?
Oh, God, Ghost
PJ.
Protocol.
What's the full title?
Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol.
It's the angriest that's ever been said.
I doubt it.
I'm so happy whenever I say it, because Ghost Protocol, you know what that means, right?
No.
Hoodie up.
Ty?
All the right moves.
Whoa.
Dude, you got to save those.
No.
I'm trying to burn some of them out.
Yeah. I'll go deep with you. I'll go way back. I'll go all the way back to fucking The Outsiders.
Yep.
Ah. Yeah, see?
Yeah, I will.
Did we risky business any shit yet?
No, we didn't.
All right.
Yeah, that's going back a little bit.
That's been done.
Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah. Took 17 years to make.
Taps.
Taps. I just thought it. I didn't say it.
Touche.
But I just...
Taps.
My turn?
Taps.
Tropic Thunder.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
That's not going to work out for me.
Don't forget you have a lifeline.
And Encino.
No mistakes, no regrets.
I'm in a life. You know, I might have to. Should I lifeline already in Chino Fran? Oh, was it the? No, I'm telling you. I don't watch this guy's movies. I don't know this guy. I know he's an actor. He seems like a nice guy, but fuck him. You know. I don't know. Did he do? See, these are a matter of spaceship.
They're just big movies. Big movies.
I know. He's been in a million things. I just, you know. And Chino Fran.
Cocktail.
Thank you, Chino Fran.
Thank you.
Good job. That was a tough one.
Magnolia.
Pulled that out. Oh, yeah. Magnolia.
I guess I'll go out next round.
You know, Trump took his seminar in Magnolia, and that's how he knows how to grab the pussy.
Oh, he's been waiting to uncork that bottle of dirty wine all night, hasn't he?
Oh, I hope Magnolia comes up tonight.
Top Gun.
Mm-hmm. I'll go with, you know, I love him as Cole Trickle in Days of Thunder. A lot of oh yeahs on all of these. Oh, I just thought of another one.
Yeah, I'm about to take it.
I bet you did. I bet you both did, you jerks. What, you got posters of his in your room?
Indeed I do.
What is the... Hey!
Hey!
Yeah. Was he in Wall Street?
No. Nope. All right, you're out.
I know.
You got a point. You're doing great.
All right.
PJ?
Far and Away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who's laughing at that? Yeah, I saw Far and Away. Fuck you.
It's a legitimate...
Yeah, he was the Irish pugilist fighting for his... Yeah, I mean... You know.
Yeah, we've covered the Nicole Kidman trilogy.
He really looked good in that movie, didn't he? With his shirt off and his training and his muscles.
War of the Worlds.
Oh, yes. War of the Worlds.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go with, it's, you know, you got to go obscure sometimes just to stay in the game.
Oh, do you?
Rain Man.
Color of Money.
Oh, I love that movie. Ooh, The Color of Money.
Die.
Mission Impossible.
Fuck
oh,
you.
You son of a bitch.
I was going to do that, you fucking
oh
dick.
My
did
God. I
fuck
can't
you.
Believe that was left on the table like that.
God.
Oh my God. It's such a rogue nation. Mission Impossible : rogue nation.
Oh man, I'm running out of runway here.
You sure he wasn't in a movie called Runway?
That sounds like something.
That's not a bad guess, Antino Fran.
Oblivion.
Yes!
Oh,
good pull, Oblivion. Dude likes his space.
I know
movies.
Where this is going next. It's so obvious.
Right? Totally.
You can't remember the name of it, can
Ty?
You?
There's the one movie has two different names, but I'm not going to. They
don't
changed the name
risk
on video,
it.
But I'm not going to. I'll leave that one on the table.
Don't blow it.
I'm going to go obscure. I'm going to go the Curtis Hanson film. Isn't it Losing It?
Yeah. Losing It.
Deep track. R.I.P. Curtis Hanson.
Holy shit. Well, I'm going to go ahead and take Edge of Tomorrow.
I knew it.
What's the other
Live,
name
Die,
for
Repeat.
Though? There you go.
Yeah. Is that it? That was the tagline, Live, Die, Repeat. Born on the 4th of July.
Whoa. Can't believe.
Oh, the mustache movie.
I would say wheelchair movie, but that's just me.
Mustaches and wheelchairs.
And Tom Cruise was...
be an American.
He's born on the 3rd of July, by the way.
Really?
True story. someone broke that one, that broke that news.
Here's another obscure one, a little film called MI2.
Oh, yeah,
dude.
I was thinking about doing that. This is
your
my,
thing.
Did I just miss my turn?
Yeah,
okay, it's
turn.
My turn now. Okay.
Really being a prick.
Trying to find something in the middle there somewhere.
Oh. Oh, shit. Please
Please don't take mine.
There's somebody that I really need to help me with this. There's only one man who could come up with this answer, and his name is Jack Reacher.
Interview with the Vampire.
Oh! Great.
Rock job. Of Ages.
Oh! Son of a bitch.
Been in a lot of movies.
Wow. I don't have any money to put up.
Oh, God. This sucks.
If I lose tonight, but I do have some collateral.
Oh. Wow. Oh. Oh. Oh my God. Fuck.
Fucking Tom Cruise. Don't you hate having to think this hard about
yes.
Tom Cruise? Towering.
You know how I'm trying to do this too? I'm trying to go through haircut cycles in my mind. I swear to God. I'm like, what was he promoting with the couch jumping? What did his hair look like? Oh man.
Yeah, I think we've done a pretty good job with it. I'm sure there's some glaring thing we're missing.
I know. Yeah. Oh shit! The Last Samurai!
Yes!
Good haircut in that one.
I'm telling you, just conjure different hairstyles and it works.
Was he in a wheelchair in that samurai movie? That'd be something to see. Tom Cruise, a big mustache in a wheelchair with a big knife. Ooh.
Ooh.
Krista, what do you got?
Oh, my God. Oh shit.
This is
holy
nice
shit.
Yeah, we went to her awful late. You didn't have one that you were hanging on to, but we said
it. Last Samurai. Ma'am. MI2. Yeah.
This is tough. Whoa, Jesus.
A guy just proposed to her.
That's not. No.
Yes.
That's not your lifeline. Those are two different, unique people.
Yeah, who was that person? Do you know that person?
I felt a wind.
Is that somebody you know?
It sounded like legend.
God damn it!
All right, I guess I have to allow it, but seems weird.
Did you hear what she said?
Yeah.
Legend?
Yeah, she said legend.
Legend.
Sorry, do I have to repeat it? Legend.
Yeah, legend. Yeah, you gotta make it official. Shit is right. Oh,
thank you, mystery man, whoever you are.
Yeah, that was weird. Making me jumpy.
Was that Tom Cruise that came in? Or whispered into her? He's everywhere, that bastard.
Oh, okay, I'm gonna go with Going Clear, the fucked up story of Scientology.
Yes! Nice! Nice save! Oh!
That's not the right title, though.
Come on. That's
no, accept it. That counts, right? Because he's in the documentary.
Count. Yeah, but he's in it, but I don't know the exact title.
It's got to count.
It's called Going Clear. You got it.
Count, yeah, but then there's more. There's more words after Going Clear.
Nah, who gives a shit?
You know, well, I like to keep it official. Like, don't just say Birdman around me. So what do we got? We're down to PJ, can you think of another one?
Yeah, oh, God.
Right?
Hold on,
we really
cycling through
shit.
The hairstyles again. Oh, God. Early 90s. 90, nah, what? Oh, Nirvana, just against Soundgarden, what he cycle through. Green Day against where Pavement era Tom Cruise, and I've got, fuck.
Do you have any more, Ty?
No.
You're out?
No, I'm out too.
All right, well, Ty's the winner of that round then.
Oh.
But make us sad and tell us what we missed.
Oh my God, what? Minority Report.
We didn't say Minority Report.
A few good men.
A few fucking good men.
We missed that one?
The Firm.
The Firm.
We needed to imagine him as a lawyer.
Valkyrie.
We need to see him in a uniform. Night and day.
Night and day.
We said three, I think. We never said MI3.
Oh, you're right, because it was Ghost Protocol and Rogue Nation. We skipped.
Yeah. Rogue Nation.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anything else?
Was I knew there was a bunch of them.
All the Right Moves?
Oh, yeah. All Austin right Powers, Gold Member. He appears briefly in the beginning. Yeah. We said All the Right Moves already.
Jack Reacher
but,
2.
But Jack Reacher 2, don't never look back. Never look back. we said Risky Business. Lady?
That was the first one.
Hey, come on.
Jesus.
Come on. Some goddamn credit.
Throw him out of here. I want him out of here. Or as Donald Trump would say, I want, I want him out of here.
Money.
And then he'd do this. His hand gesture never matches what he's saying. I want him out of here. She is the worst candidate in the history. His hand never does the right... Okay. So... That means that Ty's got a point, right? And,
I got a point.
What?
I got a point.
When did you get a point?
You got a point on the last one.
I got a point in a Jack Lemmon one.
Okay.
All right. Begrudgingly.
And you were the first out on that one, Toby.
Oh, yeah. I'll be the first out on this one, too.
You get to pick.
Oh. Oh. Hmm.
Don't look at me like that. I don't like where this is headed. Well, please, please name me.
It's embarrassing, though, when you don't win and it's your name.
Yeah, it's actually probably... I don't remember half of the shit, to be honest.
It could time out, you know, like the, that you don't, you don't get enough turns. How many feature films do you think you've been in?
I'd, honestly, like 20 or 30.
Oh, okay.
Like
yeah, so you'd win.
Would I? I think I'd forget.
I think you'd win.
Yeah.
Sure.
Now that's too... Yeah, I'm drawing a blank on everybody that I think should be in movies.
Well, it could be somebody who's only in a few movies. It could strategically maybe, you know, we'll all just run out right away and you could win that way maybe. Yeah. If you know like two of somebody that's only been in five or six.
We seem to be doing a lot of guys. Why don't we do a...
Let's do a lady.
Yeah, let's do a lady.
Let's grab a lady.
I know exactly who I would do, too.
Eli Wallach. Eli Wallach.
Can I give you...
Dame Eli Wallach.
Can I give you a suggestion?
Maybe.
Laurie Metcalf?
No.
Okay.
It will not be Laurie Metcalf. Okay.
Fuck Laurie Metcalf then, I guess.
Well, fuck your suggestion, I think. Meryl Streep.
Holy moly.
Time you want to go home.
No, all right. Cancel
tomorrow, everybody. We're digging in.
All right, let's not do her.
We could do her, but we got to go fast.
No, it's
whatever.
Too boring. Let's do someone else.
That's boring?
Yeah, a little bit boring, I think.
Okay.
The Sissy Spacek hasn't been in a ton of movies, right? Let's do her.
Let's do Sissy Spacek.
Right.
I love it.
Go. Right. You up first.
Okay, so let me just determine the order here. We got to make sure we're doing this right.
All right.
So, I'll come back at you, PJ, and then Ty, and then me. Okay, go.
A Coal Miner's Daughter, right?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Carrie.
Wow, you guys really knocked out the two big... Those are her two big Oscar roles.
Badlands.
Oh, that was the
great
other one that I liked.
Terrence Malick. I'm just going to take a swing and say I think she might be in JFK.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Dude,
short and sweet.
She's been in only four movies. And we've covered them.
You got anything else? You don't?
Yeah, so I'm excited about this one because it will go fast, but she's been in a few more things.
Well, I don't know them. Was she in either The Poseidon Adventure or The Towering Inferno? They had big, big casts. It's hard to find out who exactly was in there. I know she's not that old. I'm done.
James?
I'm out. I'm out. That Tom Cruise.
You don't want to use your lifeline?
Didn't I use it on Thomas already?
Let's try Toby. Use your lifeline.
I used it already.
On Sissy Spacek?
No, I used it before, but I'll use it again.
Each round, you can get it again.
Oh, okay.
And Chino Fran ain't going to be help on this.
I got it.
She's got
what
it.
What the Fran? What do you got?
The help.
What? She's in the help.
Hey, Chino Fran, everybody. The help. Thank you, dear.
She's like, whatever you do, don't eat the shit pie.
Thomas's?
No, you're on your own.
No, thank you.
Oh, Thomas's doesn't have any basic movies for me, James.
I'm out.
All
yeah,
right,
I'm out.
Ty?
Oh, it's a rough night. Huh?
Three women.
Yes.
Ooh. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Where have you been hanging out?
Yeah. I saw her in a motion picture called In the Bedroom. Yeah, Todd Field directed that.
If I recall, the promo was something, something, something in the bedroom.
Toby?
Do you remember that?
Something, 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 JFK.
That's a good promo.
Yeah.
There once was a man who became president of something, 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 JFK.
Do you have any more guesses?
Nope.
For Spacek?
Nope. Nope. Nope.
Okay.
Just saying stuff.
All right. Ty, do you have any other ones?
Come on, don't let him have this, Ty.
He can't win. We already established that.
Oh, he'll find a way.
It seems like there should be so many more, but in this moment, I can't think of life. Krista, again.
She's out.
She did a ton of movies like in the,
in guy
the 70s.
And that.
Hey, yeah, where's the fucking stealthy guy?
Yeah, where's Cruz?
Fly in with some...
Yeah, where's the Krista Whisperer?
Fly in with some Spacek.
Yo, counting your money with a rake, Tom?
I guess he's got nothing this time. So who officially lasted the longest? Who gave the last right answer? Ty did?
I think Toby did.
With help from Encino Fran.
Oh, no.
Three women.
No.
Oh,
three women.
Yeah.
Yes.
Three women, yeah.
I think it's Ty West.
I believe very early on she was in a movie with Lee Marvin called Prime Cut.
Yeah.
Yeah, says one guy that's as creepy as I am. Yeah. All right, what else did we miss?
The River.
The River.
Hot Rod.
Four Christmases.
Hot Rod.
Hot Rod.
What, the Hot Rod?
But it's not as crazy this time. She's a tough one. We only missed three, apparently.
Yeah.
We missed like 40 Tom Cruise movies. Tom Cruise. Somebody hit a crow.
Somebody ran over there, Tom Cruise back there. Better go get him.
So it's official. Ty wins the night. He did it. Krista gets all the prizes. Have you won before?
Yes.
A couple weeks ago.
You won a couple weeks ago?
Sure.
All right. Well, retire.
Yeah.
I ate those candy bars. How old were they?
There was no candy, and they ate them on the show, too.
Oh. There's still some candy on there, though.
Yes.
Anybody hungry?
Yeah.
Who likes Whoppers? Oh, there you go, Matthew. Get all hopped up on sugar.
I don't feel too good.
Oh, nice catch.
I don't know if you want to eat those.
That was some Tom Brady shit over there. She snagged that. Reese's? You like Reese's Cup? Ooh, sorry. Who was I trying to hit? Here, Whoppers. There you go. All right, there's your thing back. Thank you. Sorry I pummeled you with your own candy. Here, though, this would be a fun hairstyle. Have that like that on your head right there. Nick, hold. Keep it. Jumpy.
No.
Jumpy.
Don't play his game.
It's right up. Yeah, it's perfect. That's a nice little... I'd enjoy that on a lady. She had a fun-sized candy right there on the top of her head. Ty West, In a Valley of Violence, in theaters, October
21st.
I almost remembered it. October 21st, you guys.
Thank you.
great Western in which James P.J. Ransom and Toby Huss are both do great character actor work as old West guys who, I'm going to go ahead and spoil this if you don't mind. No one in a Valley of Violence turns out to be a robot. There's none of this Westworld shit in this movie. This is just real fucking Western shit. And Western stuff happening, featuring one more time, a round of applause. He's not here, but he feels the love. Featuring Jumpy, the world's smartest dog. Do you have anything else coming up, Toby Huss, that you'd like to promote, talk about?
Nah. This thing is. Oh, we got another season of this Halt and Catch Fire show I'm doing.
Oh, you're at Halt and Catch Fire on AMC.
We found out about 4 hours ago. They're giving us a fourth season, so we're doing that. And the finale of season three is on tomorrow night at 9.
You get to interact with Mr. Scoot McNary.
Yeah. I was going to come.
He's
to
a buddy. He's been on this
That's
show.
Right. I know. Yeah, yeah. I was going to come to Atlanta, but who knew that Scoot would forget to tell me?
That's cool.
That's very cool.
I'm glad you're here. I'm glad we finally worked it out, and we'd love to have you back anytime you get.
Yeah,
you know, anytime you got like, if you make the movie 43.
Yeah.
You know, that's if you make the sequel to 42, I'd love to have you.
How about
back.
Johnny Robinson?
Yeah, yeah. Is there going to be a Sinister 3, PJ?
No. No, I mean,
we could have broke the news right here.
No, I think the next real sort of like big or poppy thing that I did that's coming out, I worked on this thing that Steven Soderbergh directed for HBO called Mosaic. So I think that'll be out sometime next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Soderbergh, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's totally sweet. He's so, aside from Ty, and I think just because Ty and I are really good friends, he's been hands down my favorite person to work with.
Just a super chill dude, right?
Yeah, very quiet. Very quiet.
Yeah, you like a little peace and quiet on the set.
Yeah, but it moves really fast. He's just, he's a really, you know, he's like one of the dudes. He's like one of the like seven great filmmakers, American filmmakers that are alive today, you know?
You know what? If we weren't out of time, I'd love to know who the other six are.
Thanks.
I'm guessing whoever's behind the Human Centipede right. films is probably up there, right? Yeah, exactly. And thanks again to Ty West for bringing your friends and Jumpy down to the show, and good luck with the movie. One more time, you guys, for Ty West,
thank you.
James Ransom, Toby Huss. Where'd the name tags go from the I don't want to say losing players, but you know, that's what happened. Okay, and and we didn't get a shithead on the back of this one. So what's your shithead, Doctor Strange, Doug? Name tag maker?
I should know what that is, but I
don't. What? No. You don't know what is?
I'm a failure right now.
You're a failure? Did someone just tell you to make a name tag and you had no idea what was going to happen when you got here?
Yeah, I just kind of.
Oh, okay. I'm going to use this guy's shithead. But that's the consolation prize that I call somebody a shithead for you. Is there anybody you're mad at right now?
Myself. Does that count?
I don't even know your name because you wrote my name on your name tag.
What a shithead.
Yeah. Thomas's is a shithead. My parents are shitheads for continuing to support Trump. See, that's the sort of thing that we're looking for. And also this great one.
And Chino Fran.
Everyone is a shithead.
And Chino Fran.
Now it's time for the one to go through. Hockey, rise up, hope is viewing prowess, makes him hockey. There's no room in his heart.